A walk down memory lane with our very own Jewish encyclopedia. It's Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick, only on your station, 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome, good morning. Well, raining in Johannesburg, they predict the whole day and possibly some more days during the week. But we do need the rain. Now, we start off this morning with those, unfortunately, who passed away during the week. There was Ernest Bress, Carol Walensky, Isidore Izzy Goldberg, Norman Solomon, Samuel Voronoff, Ilan Ryan Nakin, Arthur Stain, Isaac Herr, Cyril Jacobs, Dorothy Morris, and Shelley Posner. So we want to wish the respective families Chaim Tovim Arukim, a long and a good life, and may they have no further sorrow. Now, in a little bit, in about 10 or 15 minutes' time, I'm going to speak to Oshi Tuchenhaft, who you remember went to Australia. They had a wonderful tour there, and he's going to give us a report on the tour. And then I'll play some music from Oshi's a new CD called Reflections. Now, I want to wish a hearty mazel tov to quite a few people this morning, and starting off with Tani Cohen. That her parents are Chazen Yudi and Dina Cohen. You know, Chazen Yudi is the Chazen at the Southern Highlands North Shul. And the grandparents, Rabbi Yosef and Sarah Kesselman, Rabbi Shaul and Esther Cohen. Then a mazel tov on the wedding, which will be taking place during this week, is Gidon Pincus and Jessica Ritz. Their parents, Stanley and Helene Pincus. Jackie Holloway, Alan and Beveritz, grandparents Israel and Vera Balufkin, Kay Ritz and Aaron Buxt. And then mazel tov on the wedding this taking place this week as well to Dina Raff and Menda Gorelnik, their parents Leon and Rich Rachel Raff, Reuven and Yehudas Gorelnik, grandparents Zelda Raff, Judith Gorelnik, Neville and Diane Miller. And then there's another two I'm going to speak about. But before I come to that, I just want to wish also a mazel tov to Leon Druckmann, who celebrated his 80th birthday last week. So mazel tov, Leon. Everything of the best, because Leon Druckmann is related to my sister-in-law, Lorraine Druckmann, Nee Druckmann, now Resnick, who was also celebrated her 80th birthday last week with her twin sister, Sylvia Coleman. And then I'm now to come back to a hearty mazel tov to Ian Saunders and Romy Ganendi. Their parents, Mervyn and Melissa Ganendi, Harvey and Jenny Saunders, grandparents, Celia Ganendi, Sandra Sif and Ida Frischel. Now, why I want to mention this, because I'm still very close to the Ganendi family when they lived in Seraldeen, and of course the Mervyn's brother, Rabbi Ralph Ganendi, who first went to New Zealand and then now went to Melbourne at the school there, head of the school, and Celia and the late Isaac Ganendi when they lived in, as I said, in Seraldeen. Celia very involved with the Ladies Guild, the catering, and they came, Celia and Isaac came from Bulawayo, from what was then known as Rhodesia, and he was a wonderful upholsterer, excellent, unbelievable, and so I want to wish them really a heart and mazel tov, because I know them very, very, very well indeed. And also to mention that Mervyn was also very involved with Ralph Ganendi, the rabbi, at the Seraldeen when we formed a youth minion at the shul. And then also there's one other one, a mazel tov to Basil Weinberg on his granddaughter's wedding, Sassy, daughter of Milton and Laura Weinberg, I'm sure many of you know, who married Yossi, son of Rabbi and Rebbetzin Ziskin of Eish HaTorah. So mazel tov to everyone, and lots of lachas and nachas, and may they derive many, many years of pleasure from all the young couple. Now, after I've spoken to Oshi Tuchenhaft. I'm going to speak about some of the events that have taken place this week, historic events, give some background to it as well, and then we will play some music from Oshi's latest album called Reflections of the Past. Now, please text us 34519 if you want to add anything this morning, and also you can call us on our apps 061-895-1019. So we're going to we're going to take a break now for a few moments, and while Craig, my controller, gets hold of Oshi. So we're back in a few moments.
He's called the Walking Human Encyclopedia, but here at Chai FM, you know him as Isaac Resnick. For a nostalgic walk down memory lane, catch Isaac Resnick Friday mornings at 9 a.m. And for the lowdown in the community, be sure to stay tuned for Talk of the Town, Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. What's going on in the community? Let's find out with Isaac Resnick.
Welcome. Good morning. We have Oshi on the line. Good morning, Oshi.
Hello, Isaac.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, and yourself?
Good, thank you. Welcome back, and please give us a report. I've had wonderful, wonderful reports on the concert that you went to Perth, Melbourne, and Sydney. So please give us some background.
Thanks, Isaac. Well, the concerts were really amazing. You know, we started off with our first show in Perth on a Tuesday night. I've forgotten which day.
The 14th.
The month it was. Yes, it was the 14th, and we had our first show in a beautiful theatre in Perth. All our shows received standing ovations and very enthusiastic responses. The first show, as I say, was in Perth. That show was then followed. We travelled the next day on the Wednesday to Melbourne. We had a great dinner, a welcome dinner they gave us on the Wednesday night in Melbourne. I should also mention in Perth, when we arrived on the Monday, we had a beautiful dinner hosted by one of the ex-South African families in Perth.
And the family?
In Melbourne, when we arrived on the Wednesday, there was a beautiful dinner for us. We then did our show in Melbourne on the Thursday night. Again, it was excellent audience reaction and standing ovation. We then traveled on the Friday morning to Sydney, and then our musicians and Black Yogurt had the weekend off, but that was myself together with the choir, we did a Friday night service at Central Synagogue. And then a Saturday morning, that was the Shabbat Mevarchin HaChodesh, at the South Head Shul. Both shuls were packed. And we then, on the Sunday, we had a beautiful brunch arranged by Gary and Janine Wallman in their beautiful home on the lake there, and on the sea. And the Sunday night, we did our first show in Sydney. And then on the Monday, we had a boat cruise arranged for us, the whole group, again by the Walmans. And Monday night, we did our final show in Sydney, and then we flew back on Tuesday. Right. So it was a whirlwind tour, but we received amazing reviews. We were on the front page of the Jewish newspapers for two successive weeks in Sydney and Melbourne. And we had packed houses. And we raised, I must say, that's a great thing. We also raised a lot of money for the Jewish charities.
Right. Now, Oshi, how many South Africans did you meet there originally from, say, like Cyril Dean, that you knew? There was Harold Milner. Did you manage to see him?
No, I never saw him. You know, there were a lot of South Africans, but, of course, it was just a whirlwind thing, and everybody came, of course, backstage piling into us and one after the other and wanted photographs. So it was quite hard sometimes to remember people. I hadn't seen many of the people for many years. There were a lot of Australians there as well, but a lot of ex-South Africans.
Right. And in Perth, sorry to interrupt. I believe in Perth you met, was it Ivan Margolis?
Yes, Ivan Margolis was in Perth, absolutely.
With his wife, because you know his father's not well, Louis, but we're sending him our best wishes, and I'm sure you do as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And then did you...
Ivan was there, and many ex-South Africans.
Right, then when you went to Melbourne, did you see Rabbi Chazan Philip Heilbron and Chazan...
Yes, Philip Heilbron came to our show, and in fact also the parents of Troy Sivan. Why I mentioned Troy Sivan, of course Troy Sivan is now a world famous singer. He does shows all over the world. He's rated, I think they rated him now as one of the 10 most influential artists in the world. And when we performed Celebration in Australia 9 years ago, Troy Sivan, I invited him, he was the guest artist at our shows, and I said to the audience then, you better watch this kid.
Right. And Chazan Braun, Yecheskel Braun, and Rabbi Gelfand Nendi?
No, Chazan Braun I didn't see. But, you know, most of the rabbis were there, Rabbi Friedman, and many other rabbonim came to the different shows.
And in Sydney, did you meet Bobrovsky? Did you see him?
Yes, Bobrovsky, in fact, had just, he wasn't at the show service, but Bobrovsky arrived back from overseas, I think it was from overseas, on the Monday, and he came straight to the show. He was at our show on the Monday night.
Right, and Chazan Shimon Farkas, did you meet him?
Yes, and Shimon, I invited Shimon to get a number with me at the Sydney show on the Monday evening.
Right, excellent.
And so, all in all, I mean, it really was a great event and great events. And Black Yogurt, you know, this group of people from South Africa, they were absolutely outstanding.
I could imagine.
And Brian Schimmel, of course, our music director, he was as phenomenal as ever.
Right. And just to get back to Melbourne, Shimon Farkas has got a son there, Dov Farkas, you meet?
Yes, Dov Farkas, in fact, we invited him and he participated in one or two numbers at our show in Melbourne.
Right. So, Oshie, well, I think it's going to be wonderful. Please, God, we'll have the same show here in Johannesburg. I'm sure you're planning something for us early next year.
Yes, we've already had a show, and we're looking to put the show on next year here in Johannesburg and in Cape Town. And we've already had inquiries from overseas.
So excellent.
The Jewish grapevine spreads.
Right. Right, so I just want to wish you Hatzlocha and Brocha, and after I've spoken to you, I'm going to play some recordings from your album, The Reflections. So go well. Have a wonderful, wonderful
Isaac.
Week. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Isaac. All the best. Thank you.
Bye.
You're listening to Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick on 101.9 High FM.
Welcome back from a very wet Johannesburg. It's raining outside. I'm looking through the window, and they predict it for the rest of the week as well. Now, if you just tuned in, I played a cut from the new album by Oshie Tukhanov called Sonyo. He just came back from Australia a week ago. They had a wonderful tour, you heard, in Perth and in Melbourne and in Sydney. Now, there are two very important events which took place, and the one is today is 4 years since the passing of Nelson Mandela. Remember, that was on the 5th of December 2013. And how things have changed. What's going on now, and I'm not going to get involved in politics per se, what's going on in the political scene. You know, we had the change now in Zimbabwe. South Africa now, please God, in 2 weeks' time, there's going to be the ANC elective conference, and they elect a new leader, and let's hope there'll be a complete, let's use the word sweep, clean out in the movement, and starting afresh to give South Africa the name that it deserved, because remember, Nelson Mandela was an icon throughout the world. Everyone respected him. South Africa was looked upon as the model in the world, because remember when we became a change from the nationalist government to the new dispensation, then there was no bloodshed. It just went smoothly. And as Bishop Tutu said, we became the rainbow nation. So please, God, we'll see a change. And, you know, they've now named, by the way, as an aside, the Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe, the Mugabe Falls. I hope you get that pun. So that was 4 years ago. Now, the other great event which took place 50 years ago, this past Sunday, on the 3rd of December, 1967, the first heart transplant. Do you remember that was Professor Chris Barnard and his transplant team with his brother Marius Barnard at the Groteskier Hospital? And the first transplant ever was Mr. Washansky. And, of course, it made headlines throughout the world. It gave South Africa standing in the medical world. And Mr. Washansky, he lived only another 18 days. But, of course, things have come a long way. Today, heart transplants are just taken for granted. Sometimes they do 400 or 500 a year. In those days, that was the first one. And then later on, there was another one on a Mr. Blyberg, who lived for quite a long while as well, because remember, they then started to professionalize. They knew how to do it. Remember, there was always that problem with the heart of the body rejecting the heart from someone else's body, and how to get all those drugs and to fight all the things that were causing the rejections. So that was 50 years ago. So if you want to add anything to that, please, you can text us 34519, or you can apps us on 061-895-1019. And of course, you know, today in America, just to get back to the heart transplants, it's just another procedure, as they say. That operation at the Groteskier Hospital lasted something like 5 hours. But they had to wait for a donor. Remember, there was that young girl who was in a car accident, and then they declared her brain dead, but the parents gave permission for the heart to be removed. It was frozen, and then Chris Barnard and his team prepared for the operation. Now, I'm going to talk now about another event which I saw the other day, where you can say history has changed. I cannot believe how things have changed. The president of the State of Israel, that is Moshe Rivlin, has invited Prince Harry and his fiancée to take a honeymoon in Israel. Now, Prince Harry announced his engagement to Meghan Markle a week ago. And Meghan Markle, she's a divorcee. She's been married before. Her mother is an Afro-American. Her father, I think, is from Ireland. And they announced their engagement. And why I want to mention this, how many of our listeners can recall when King Edward VIII in 1936 wanted to marry Mrs. Simpson? Remember, she was from the United States. The royal family, whoever runs the protocol there, wouldn't allow it. And he had to abdicate. He did marry Mrs. Simpson, and he went into exile, and he lived in France. Then when the king who ascended the throne was his younger brother, King George VI, and then when he passed away in 1952 and Queen Elizabeth became the queen, her sister Margaret wanted to marry a gentleman, Mr. Townsend, and they wouldn't allow her to marry. Now, they used the word, and I don't know, I'm against it, so I'd like to get some feedback from our listeners. You know, she wasn't allowed to marry a commoner. Now, I take strong exception to that, because all human beings are created in the image of Hashem. And they don't have what they call royal blood. They don't have blue blood in them. Everybody mentions that. It's the same blood flows through them that flows from you and I, and there should be no difference. There's no such thing as a commoner. But, you know, they looked upon Mrs. Simpson as a commoner. Margaret wanted to marry this Townsend. They looked upon him as just another commoner. But some of these commoners, and I put it in inverted commoners, are very aristocratic, so they couldn't compare. But now Margaret, the queen, ruined her life, because remember, she became an alcoholic, and she just fell apart. And then the queen had a daughter, or still has a daughter, called Anne, Princess Anne, and also wanted to marry another gentleman, and he wasn't allowed to as well. Let's see if any of our listeners know, who can add on that, who the gentleman was. And also, her life was ruined as well. And then, of course, Prince Charles, before he actually met Diane, Princess Diane, and he married her, he was having an affair with Carmilla Jones. And, of course, he wasn't allowed to marry her. The Queen forbade that. And, you know, for many years, the Queen didn't recognize Carmilla. And then when Princess Anne died, you know, she was killed in that car accident. Then a few years later, the Queen allowed him to marry. And now, today, you have Prince Harry marrying a commoner, as I said. How things have changed. So, if you want to add, please text us 34519. We're going to take an ad break. We'll play some more music from Oshie's album, and sit back, relax, and enjoy.
A walk down memory lane with our very own Jewish encyclopedia. It's Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick, only on your station, 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome back. I put out the question, I asked everyone, what do you think of the word commoner? Because I was talking all about Prince Harry now, who's just got engaged to Meghan, her name Markle, and where the Queen, in the early days, the protocol of the royal family forbid anyone to marry a commoner. And as I said, everyone is created in the image of Hashem, and I don't believe there's such a thing as a commoner. They don't have different blood. If they have the same heart as we have, everything is exactly the same. Now, just as an aside, before I forget, I want to wish a hearty mazel tov to Arthur, John, and Anne Rosen on their grandson Levi's bar mitzvah, which is taking place this week. Levi was one of the Lindsay and Wayne's miracle twins at the time of their birth. He came a long way from a 1 kilo newborn baby. So hearty mazel tov, and may they derive much nachas from their twins for many years to come. Now, I just got a text here. I was also speaking, remember, about Chris Barnard 50 years ago, the first heart transplant, and I got a text here. Louis Oshkansky was my great uncle. The transplant was a success. He passed away from pneumonia. Yes, I do remember that. But that, you see, they were wondering about infection. That in those days, they didn't have the drugs that they have today to prevent you getting pneumonia. So I appreciate that. Now, while we're talking about that, I also mentioned about a gentleman who celebrated his 80th birthday, but I want to come to something else as well, where he was also very ill, and that was 13 years ago, and Baruch Hashem, now celebrating his 80th. You know, this coming Sunday on my program, The Art of the Cantor, which will be between 4 and 5, I'm going to play from a LP, which I've now put into a CD, Psalms with the late Chazan Sholem Katz. I'm sure many of you, the listeners of The Art of the Cantor, will know who he is, one of the finest Chazonim who survived the Holocaust. I'll give you a background to him in a few moments. And he sings quite a few psalms, beautifully done, an absolute masterpiece. And the reason why I want to do it is, you know, many, many years ago when I was involved at the Jeppe Shul, we had a gabba there one Shabbos who took seriously ill, and they called us all to an afternoon special prayer just before Mincha to say Tehillim. And the doctors had told the family that he only had a few hours to live. And we said Tehillim. It was so intense. I remember it was led by Rabbi Reichenberg. I'm sure many of you remember him, the senior Rabbi Reichenberg, not the son who was in Northcliffe. And this gentleman lived another 11 years. So that is the power of Tehillim. So as I mentioned with Leon Druckmann, who was very ill 13 years ago, he now turned 80. We also said Tehillim those days, intensity. I know they said it at the Sydenham Shul. But not only him, any specific person, anyone. Tehillim is the most powerful, powerful prayer. And really, it has. You can't believe how many people have survived when Tehillim have been said. There have been the odd occasions when, unfortunately, a person passed away, but that could be because of other problems that may have arisen. And you know, in America once, there was a young girl on a life support machine. And they say to the parents, look, she can't live any longer. She's brain dead or whatever it was. All the organs were not functioning. Can we turn off the machine? And the parents gave permission. And they turned off the machine. And this girl lived another 10 years. It's true, she was she couldn't respond to them, but she survived 10 years. And do you remember we had in Israel the former Prime Minister Arik Sharon also, who went into a coma and he lost it another 5 years. So I'm coming back. We've got a texture about what about the marriage Rikoanim. I'll come back to that in a few moments. We're taking a break now.
What's going on in the community? Let's find out with Isaac Resnick.
And welcome back. So I was talking about the royal family, where years ago they weren't allowed to, what we call, say in brackets, intermarriage. They couldn't marry a commoner, but they had to marry someone from the royal family. And I said to myself, who is a commoner? So someone's put a question out now, what about Kohanim? But that's a completely different subject, because that's halachic. A Kohen cannot marry a divorcee. You know, a Kohen from the priestly tribe. But, you know, I don't want to get involved in that. I think you should consult your rabbi and ask him, or speak to an expert on it, and they'll give you the reasons of why. But it's not to say that a Kohen can't marry a commoner, and he hasn't, because if he marries a woman, say his wife died or he gets divorced, he can marry a woman who's never been married before, or, you know, and she doesn't have to come from a special, let's put it like a class. You know, in India, you had those different classes where they were looked down upon. We do not have that in Judaism, except for very special or unreasonable circumstances, like, for example, and I won't go into detail because I'm not an halachic expert on it, and that is mamzerut, but that is a different thing entirely. So that is why I put out the question, why couldn't Edward VIII marry Mrs. Simpson? No, she was a commoner, so he had to abdicate the throne, and then he went into exile. Then Queen Elizabeth wouldn't allow her sister Margaret to marry a commoner. But where do you know, not everybody comes from the royal family, and who's to define the royal family? They say everything comes from the house of David. That's where it all started, because remember, David was appointed the king of Israel, but before him was King Saul. He was elected. So if you want to add anything, please text 3, 4, 5, 1, 9. And then, of course, the Queen's own daughter, Princess Anne, wasn't allowed to marry anyone as well. So please remember Friday morning, just to remind you, we have reflections of the past. And this past Friday, I was talking to Dr. Jonathan Mach, and we were talking about all the Lambert Vovniks, all the people who gave and sacrificed their lives in the community. For example, we mentioned Chaim Sadovsky, the loafer, who used, many of the Mayfair people will know, but others as well, who used to visit all the hospitals, all the sick people, and walk all the way from Fordsburg, Mayfair, to the Joburg Gin, and even further to the Princess, which was in Hillbrow. So we'll be continuing that, because I've come across quite a few other names as well, and we will then talk about them. So we just want to take a break for a few moments, no more. So just to thank you then for listening. It's going to rain for the rest of the day. I'm looking out the window now. It's still coming down. And just to remind you, the Art of the Cantor on Sunday, as I said, Rabbi, is Chazan Shlomo Katz, and he's going to sing. And he was, by the way, I'll give you a background to him, a survivor at the Holocaust. He was rounded up. And they dug a pit, and they were going, and a whole lot of them were standing in a row, and they were going to be shot by the Nazis, Yamach Shemor, and they would all been thrown into the pit and buried. And Chazan Shlomo Katz said, "Please, to the German commander, just give me a chance to sing." And the commander agreed, and he sang the Kail Mole Rachamim, which is the most beautiful that I have ever heard of played. And he survived. How? The German commander said, "With a voice like that, we cannot kill you. We cannot silence you." And they let him go, and he fled, and eventually he made his way to America. And then they made a movie called The Garden of the Finzi Continis. I'm sure many of you may have seen it. It's all about an Italian family that were very, very wealthy, and they were deported also to a concentration camp. And he sang, the background music was Kail Mole Rachamim. And that year, he won the grand prize from France, the Grand Prix, as the finest recording made. He made an LP. It was absolutely outstanding. I remember it very well. Because I went to see the movie called The Garden of the Finzi Continis with the late Chief Rabbi Bernard Kasper Zatzal and his wife Kitty. It was at the Bedford Cinema here in Bedford View. They just opened the cinema, I think about 2 or 3 weeks, and the premiere was going to be this Garden of the Finzi Continis, and that's where I went with the Chief Rabbi and his wife, and that's where I heard Shlomo Katz for the first time. I've got all his recordings. He's an absolute masterpiece, and his Hebrew, his diction, his pronunciation is faultless. To hear him is really a mitzvah. So if you can, please stay tuned this coming Sunday, 4 to 5, The Art of the Cantor, and you'll hear Shlomo Katz singing the Psalms. I'm playing others as well, but I've done 3 excerpts from his CD. So just to thank Craig for controlling. Please drive carefully. The roads are very, very wet. Have a wonderful evening. Enjoy the rest of the week.